These Murray Goulburn and Fonterra milk processing outfits, and we're all in this because we all pay, oh, we're happy to get our dollar for milk while we're paying a dollar a litre for our milk. There are people going broke. Farmers. And Murray Goulburn and Fonterra got some much-deserved criticism from other industry leaders on Friday, participating in a panel discussion with three other industry leaders, including the chairman of Murray Goulburn. The Bega Cheese executive chairman, Barry Irvin, said the damage to the industry goes across the industry. He said Murray Goulburn had slashed what it pays dairy farmers at the same time as it was enjoying, quote, its highest profit since the GFC. He said, quote, that doesn't feel fair. He said Bega Cheese had not dropped what it paid farmers because it was the wrong thing to do. Earlier last week, Ian Halliday, the chief executive of Dairy Australia, said Australia needed to double its milk production to meet future demand from Asia. How is that possible with a milk price which is sending farmers broke and they're selling their stock? I've said before, the answer to this problem may be reform of anachronistic, restrictive contracts imposed on Australian dairy farmers. And I spoke to the ACCC about this last week, as you know, by milk processors like Murray Goulburn and Fonterra. Now, these arguably unconscionable contracts, which date back to when all processors were cooperatives, that means the farmers had a stake in the processor. And these contracts give no price certainty to farmers. They give processors total control of supply. They prevent farmers from selling their milk to anyone else. And therefore, they allow outfits like Murray Goulburn and Fonterra to change the milk price at will, even retrospectively. Now, what the industry needs is fairer competition. What the industry needs is a return to farmers which will enable them to stay farming. But the crisis for all of us is simple. Farmers are going to the wall. Do we stand by and see this happen?